Upheaval, breaking point. Chapter 26. A United Equestria. The night following the initial Woven attack on Bastion City was far from a quiet one. Outside the walls, the Woven howled at the moonless night sky. Tonight was an expected full moon, a period which they revered. Instead, the sky was accompanied only by stars which responded to their howls with uncaring twinkling. Within the walls, the city was alive with sounds, despite the day's battle tiring out many of its defenders. Families and friends grieved over the first casualties of what may be a long siege. Mixing with the mourning were the small celebrations of those who made it through the battle, raw recruits marking a milestone in their path to becoming veterans of the Legion. Amidst the sounds of the city, Applejack and the rest of her platoon made their way back from training. With the battle over by noon, they had resumed training for the rest of the day. Several recruits had paid for the inexperience with their lives, and Applejack found herself in a smaller group. She was immensely relieved now that Pinky had been transferred to logistics. A small part of her was wishing that she had followed suit. Even with the washing, she couldn't quite get the smell of blood from her tramplers or her forelegs. She began to wonder if the smell was actually still there, or she was just imagining it after going through the horror of today's battle. To make her even more uncomfortable, the rest of her platoon, including Too Cold, didn't seem to share her trouble with what they had to do. One legionnaire boasted of taking down two Woven at the same time. Another one was talking about how he narrowly dodged a Woven bolter. Applejack mostly ignored the small talk among her fellows. She didn't have much of a story to share herself, having killed one Woven and thrown a bunch of them off the walls, and she didn't like the idea of taking so much pride in killing. A thread of conversation, however, caught her attention.
"Did you see that purple chosen unicorn during that fight?"
one of the recruits, a man named Slimblade, asked.
"A few days in the Legion and she's throwing fireballs."
"Yup, I saw it all right,"
a stallion recruit called Mossneck replied.
"She took out a squad of Woven and burned down one of their siege towers. I heard that Special Operations is already eyeing her for recruitment."
"Hey, Applejack," Slimblade said. "That purple chosen is your friend, right? Are all chosen unicorns that amazing with magic?"
"Nah," Mossneck said before Applejack could reply. "I heard that the white chosen unicorn did horribly during her tests and got sent to logistics."
"Applejack?"
Slimblade persisted.
"Chosen unicorns can be just as good as any unicorn out here," Applejack said. "But Twyla's extra special with magic. Why, she takes lessons from Princess Celestia herself."
Mossneck snortled.
"Well, that explains it," he said. "She's the Knack Princess's pet unicorn mage."
"That what princess's pet?" Applejack asked. "Did you just call Princess Celestia a Knack?"
Mossneck raised an eyebrow.
"Yeah, I did. What's the matter? It's a common expression." "It's a wrong expression. You don't call a princess of Equestria a nag."
"Oh, really?
Then how about this?"
Mossneck asked. His voice turned into a mocking sing-song.
"All hail the Neck of the Sun.
Mule-faced monarch of Equestria."
Slimblade joined in with a grin.
"Out here we fight, then we poke fun. Of the candy-coated despot Celestia."
Half the platoon chortled with glee, while the others frowned at the antics. Scowling, Applejack was about to rush the two when she felt some pony grab hold of her barding and pull her back. She turned on the one who tried to stop her and found herself glaring at Too Cold.
"Unless you can make Princess Celestia appear and prove them wrong, you're wasting your time and causing an unnecessary fight," Too Cold said.
"It ain't right that they make fun of the princess," Applejack protested.
"You're right," Too Cold answered. "They're ignorant. Let them have their sing-song fun. We know better."
Applejack allowed Too Cold's words to mollify her. He was right. It wasn't a good time to be starting fights. Still, she remembered the faces of those two recruits. She was going to confront them at some time. She and Too Cold broke off from the platoon. She was off to the quarters she shared with the rest of her friends, although she wasn't sure why Too Cold continued to walk with her.
So, what were you saying about that Purple Chosen? Two Cold began.
Her name's Twilight Sparkle, not Purple Chosen, Applejack said.
Right, Twilight Sparkle it is. Was what you said about her true?
Course it was, Applejack snapped. When have I started lying?
Then why is she out here? Why are all of you out here? The most popular story is that you are criminals and didn't belong in the Heartland, so Princess Celestia banished you out here. But that's not true now, is it?
Applejack took her hat off sheepishly, dusting and inspecting it for bloodstains.
I'm not exactly the best pony to ask that, she finally said. All I know is that Twilight was getting banished, and I wasn't going to let her go alone.
You let yourself be uprooted from your home to accompany your friend, even though you didn't know why she was being banished?
Yup.
Too Cold put a hoof to his head. Amazing, he said, and I thought you couldn't get more reckless.
Embarrassed by her own answers, Applejack was more than happy to change to topic.
So why are you asking all these things now, Too Cold? She asked.
I wanted to make sure of something. To be honest, I'm still not that sure, but I'm going to take a chance with you.
Only Vanguard can get away with that murky, dramatic talk, Too Cold. If you have something to say, say it plainly.
Too Cold stopped walking.
Tell me straight out then, Applejack, he said. How loyal do you consider yourself to Princess Celestia?
How loyal? Pretty darn loyal as any pony can be.
Even though she banished you?
Applejack hesitated.
I'm sure the princess had her reasons. I ain't gonna pretend I can completely understand some pony as old and powerful as she is, but I can believe in her.
Good answer, Too Cold said. I'll see you around tomorrow, Applejack.
What's this all about, Too Cold?
I'll tell you some other time. I'm pretty tired right now.
Applejack didn't buy the excuse, but she shrugged her shoulders and went on her way. Too Cold watched his friend for a while before moving on. He looked around to make sure that he wasn't being followed and ducked into one side street. From there, he moved through one tight passage to another, expertly navigating the twisting back alleys of Bastion City's darker sections. Finally, he found the place he was looking for, a small one-roomed house with a sturdy locked door. He knocked twice and waited. A single knock came from the other side as a response. That was his cue to put his head close to the door and whisper,
"For the one and true Equestria."
The door opened, and a yellow earth pony mare with a braided bright green mane ushered him inside.
"You're late," Verdant whispered. "Sorry," Too Cold answered. "I had something else to do."
Verdant unlocked the trap door at the center of the small room, the house's sole feature when viewed by some pony who didn't know what it was for. Too Cold knew better. This unassuming house served as a meeting place for the Order of True Equestrians. It was an order he belonged to, an order dedicated to staying true to the oaths sworn by all ponies of Equestria since the founding of the realm. Too Cold had once believed that Prince Tirado and the Equestrian Legion as a whole remained dutiful to those oaths until just a year ago. His eyes had been opened since then, and he saw the movements that the prince made underneath his show of loyalty. The Legion was about to rise up and seize power over all Equestria. It was up to the Order to put a stop to it. He descended a narrow tunnel into a large, stone-walled chamber where several ponies were gathered. The Order itself was a small group compared to the Legion. They had members spread among the cities of the Barrier Lands. The chamber was lit by several candles by the walls, casting everything in a flickering orange light.
"It's good to see that you made it through your first battle, Too Cold,"
one of the gathered ponies spoke. Too Cold's eyes widened at the sight of the pony who had just spoken to him. He swiftly recovered and responded accordingly.
"Thank you, Lady Brightflame,"
he bowed before the pony who had spoken. Standing before him was a beauteous unicorn mare with a white coat tinged with gold and flowing golden mane to complement it. He was surprised to find Lady Brightflame, leader and founder of the Order of True Equestrians in Bastion City. She was the one who had laid out their purpose to remain faithful ponies of a one true Equestria, not just the Barrier Lands,
and to continue to recognize Princess Celestia as their true monarch, with Prince Tirado as commander of the army and Princess Luna as Celestia's second. It was Lady Brightflame who had also discovered the correspondence between Prince Tirado and some of his highest-ranking commanders that detailed a plan to allow the Woven to break through and set into motion a coup that had been centuries in planning. Now that Lady Brightflame was here, Too Cold found himself worrying. The Woven at their doorstep, to have their leader here was dangerous. "Do you have anything to report, Too Cold?" another pony asked. "I do," Too Cold replied. "After spending time with one of them, I've come to believe that the Chosen remain faithful to Princess Celestia and can be trusted. One of them is even her student. I've contemplated bringing one here, but I decided to let the Order make the decision." The ponies murmured among themselves. The arrival of the Chosen had been a subject of discussion for quite some time. They were worried that these Chosen were criminals and that Prince Tirado would easily convert them to his cause. For Too Cold to make such a bold statement, "Your prudence is to be commended," Brightflame said. "We will arrange a meeting with them as soon as possible. Gaining the support of these ponies will be beneficial for the Order." Too Cold remained bowed at the praise, even though he was beaming inside. "I must ask that you return to watching the Chosen. Make sure that they are safe from Prince Tirado's so-called traitors."
"Yes, my lady," Too Cold said. He stood up and left, Brightflame's compliment lending some spring to his tired legs. "My lady, is it wise that we trust Too Cold's judgment on the Chosen so readily?" one of the remaining gathered ponies asked.
"Too Cold has ingratiated himself well with one called Applejack," Brightflame said. "Given some more time, he can be used to move them about in some ways, especially if they are as loyal to Princess Celestia as he said." The other ponies murmured among themselves again. How Brightflame knew the Chosen by name went ignored. After all, she must have ways to gather information with ease.
"That is all well and good, my lady," the pony continued. "But perhaps you can tell us why you have personally come to this dangerous place?"
Brightflame smiled and shifted her gaze toward the ponies around her. "I came here for 3 reasons, she replied. "The first is to personally thank all of you for the hard work you have done for the Order of True Equestrians. Your vigilance and your reports on all of the Legion's movements will ensure that Prince Tirado's rebellion will not succeed." The murmurs took on a pleaded tone, while Brightflame continued. "The second is to tell you that we have successfully sent one of our own to the Heartland. By now, Sungazer has made it to Princess Celestia's palace to warn her of her brother's intentions."
"Praise be!" one of the gathered ponies exclaimed. "Now Princess Celestia can take steps to put a stop to her brother."
"Things won't be that easy," another pony said. "The princess will be loath to believe that her own brother is planning on attacking her."
"I believe in Sungazer's ability to convince her," a third pony exclaimed. "Lady Brightflame wouldn't pick any pony to undertake such an important mission."
"That's true," Brightflame said. "Sungazer will have fulfilled his task regardless of whether the princess believes him immediately or simply begins to harbor suspicions. Now, as for the third reason." The doors to the chamber glowed, then slammed shut. Surprised, one pony tried to open it, only to find it held fast. "Unfortunately, while Too Cold can still be used, the rest of you have become rather detrimental towards Equestria's unification. The Order of True Equestrians, Bastion City Group, will only serve to hinder the remainder of my plans here and must therefore be liquidated." The murmurs turned to confused and alarmed cries.
"Liquidated? What do you mean, Lady Brightflame?"
"Is this a joke?"
"The door won't open."
"I'm afraid it's not a joke," Brightflame answered. "The best way to get a pony to lie for me was to convince him he was telling the truth. Bringing up Sungazer was your last task. Thank you again for all your hard work." All it took was a single flash of black magic bursting from Brightflame's horn to silence all the cries. There were no death screams or agonized moaning.
When the magical light faded, the chamber was empty, and a mana battery was floating before her. How unfortunate that most of the order here was discovered by Torado's ponies, executed and disposed of, Brightflame said. Luckily, Lady Brightflame will have survived to tell you what you need to do later, Too Cold.
Lady Brightflame?
The door had opened to reveal one more pony still alive. Verdant stared in horror as Brightflame's yellow-tinged coat slowly turned lustrous black, as if ink was being poured all over her. There was another flash of magic, and Brightflame was completely alone. While the rest of her friends were heading to bed, Twilight Sparkle walked towards a different location. The streets leading to the Grand Meeting Hall encountered frequent traffic, so, naturally, it was among the well-lit places of Bastion City. She had decided to stop by and pay Princess Luna a visit before turning in. She had to admit to herself that she was avoiding the turning in part. She didn't know how much sleep she would be getting tonight, especially with the image of those burning wolvens still in her mind. The entrance to the Grand Meeting Hall was guarded by two pairs of heavily barded guards. As she approached, Twilight saw the entrance doors open and a familiar pony stepped out.
Vanguard!
She called out to him. Vanguard seemed surprised to see her.
Here to talk to Princess Luna? He asked.
Twilight nodded.
Just going to see how she is, she said. I also wanted to thank her about this moonless night. It's supposed to be a full moon.
I wouldn't recommend disturbing her at the moment,
Vanguard replied with a shake of his head.
She's in the main hall, focusing on some spell. My guess is that she's blotting the moon out with her magic, and it's taking a lot of concentration.
Why would she want to blot out the moon?
The wolven are especially crazy during the full moon. Even I feel a little different during those times. Blotting the moon out could lower the chances of them trying something tonight.
I'd better not bother her then.
Twilight walked next to Vanguard, and the two of them headed back to the building they were staying.
So what were you doing there?
She asked.
I made my report to Commander Dreadstep, Vanguard answered. Special operations has been pretty busy, you know.
Twilight wasn't sure what to say to that. Applejack didn't want to talk about what had happened when Vanguard asked her out. She tried to talk about something else.
Say, Vanguard.
Something on your mind?
When you first killed the wolven, what was it like?
Vanguard stared at Twilight before answering. With a moonless night and only a few streetlights for illumination, his red eyes did seem intimidating. Especially when she thought of the hundreds of hungry wolven eyes staring at the city this moment.
Frightening, he answered. And it's not just because I was fighting for my life.
Frightening?
Twilight asked.
Why?
She had imagined Vanguard's first kill to be a matter of course for him. She couldn't imagine him afraid or horrified after killing a wolven. The ponies of the Burial Lands certainly made it seem as if doing so was just another task to them. Indeed, it was hard to imagine him being afraid or horrified at anything. He projected such a stoic and unflinching image that it seemed that nothing could possibly shake him.
You killed your first wolven today, Vanguard replied. I imagine that it must be the vilest thing you've had to do.
Twilight looked away. The scene with the burning wolven kept playing in her mind. She could smell the horrid stench that wafted towards her and hear the last whimpering sound the wolven made before falling still.
In a way, I envy that revulsion, Vanguard said. It means you're a good pony and acts of violence and killing take you out of your element, so your body protests.
It was Twilight's turn to stare at Vanguard. As always, he sounded sincere about what he was saying, but how could anyone feel envious of what she was feeling right now?
When I first killed the wolven, I felt invigorated, Vanguard went on. My first instinct was to find another one and kill it too.
Then it wasn't a problem to you?
Twilight said. She tried to hide the dismay in her tone. She had somewhat expected such an answer. Vanguard was, after all, a high-ranking legionnaire. He must be used to killing and was prepared for it since he was a colt. He must think of her as pathetic for being so weak-kneed over this.
It was, Vengard continued. I was terrified for feeling that way. I wanted to feel guilty and sick. Instead, I enjoyed it. You were reminded that you are a pony when you had to kill those woven Twilight Sparkle. Take solace in knowing that you won't turn into a savage beast so long as you feel that way.
Is it because you're part woven? Twilight asked.
I would love to blame it on blood, Vengard said. But I'm responsible for my actions. That's why I have to control myself at all times. Right now, I'm thankful that Princess Luna is blotting out the moon. I wouldn't want to have to deal with it while doing what I have to do right now.
And what's that?
Killing other ponies.
Twilight remembered Coldhoof lying on the hard, rocky ground with a knife he put in his own chest.
Are there more ponies like Coldhoof out there? She asked. I thought that only a few ponies bore that kind of grudge.
I was naive, Vengard said. I wish you could have seen the Legion during some other time, Twilight, back when we all seemed to stand together. Right now you're really seeing it at its worst. I'm starting to agree with you in that this division has to be ended.
Is it that bad?
The Legion cannot stand like this forever, Vengard replied.
Though his gaze was still on Twilight, she felt as if he was looking at something else, recalling some other event.
I've been thinking about it, and I've realized that this couldn't have been happened just overnight. The Legion has been in danger ever since the division was created. We've been complacent for too long by thinking that this is the way it should be.
It shouldn't be how things should be, Twilight said.
And now we're paying for it.
What do you think will happen now, Vengard?
I haven't cared much for anything save doing my duty, but that's not going to be enough to pull the Legion through this. The Prince will be arriving soon. I hope he has a plan.
Twilight looked up at the moonless sky. She had seen new moons before, but Equestria's sky seemed even darker than usual tonight.
I hope so, too.